We're continuing in sugyas in Maseches Shabbos. This is an unusual sugya. It's not as halacha l'maisa. Well, no, it's more halacha l'maisa than all of the other sugyas, but it's not halacha in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. But it's a sugya that we came across recently on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. Probably next week we'll do Purim. We'll do a Purim shir, and then we'll go back to Shabbos. There's so much to do in Rav Lozer D'Mila. But this is a sugya came up Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. Nothing to do with Shabbos per se, but the sugya of Dan Lekav Schus. The Gemara, of course, in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Zayin on source number one, Tanu Rabbanan Hadon Chaveru Lekav Schus, Donan Osol Leschus. If someone has done somebody else Lekav Schus, so Hashem will be done him Leschus. And the Gemara tells three stories. First story of a guy who came from Galila Elyon, and he was working for a certain Balabayas in the south for 3 years. Comes Erev Yom HaKippurim, and the employee says to the employer, give me my money so that I could go home and feed my wife and kids. Employer says, sorry, I don't have any money. Tainli peros, give me fruits. Ainli, I don't have any fruits. Tainli karka, give me land. Ainli, I don't have any land. Tainli behema, animals. Ainli. Tainli karmuk sasos, give me some cushions, some cloth, something. Ainli, nothing. So he goes back dejected, bepachei nefesh, feeling terrible. He got no money to, he has no money to show for his wife and children. And then after Yantif, the employer takes a whole bunch of animals and loads them up with all sorts of delicious foods. And he comes with the full amount of money, and he pays him the money, and they have a meal together. And the employer says to the employee, when I told you that I didn't have any money, what were you thinking? So he said, I figured you just didn't have the liquidity. You probably invested all your money in something. You had a good deal that you were able to invest in something, so you just didn't have the money on hand. Okay, when I told you that I didn't have any animals, what did you think? So I figured you probably rented them out to somebody. On and on, saying that I figured the best. I figured something came up. And at the end of the story, he says, you're right. Everything you said is exactly right. That I was makdish all of my nechassim. Because I was worried about my child who wasn't learning Torah, so I didn't want to leave him in Yerusha. I wanted to be makdish all of my nechassim. So I taka had nothing. And then that's story number one. The Gemara tells another story of a chassid echad who helped do pidyon shvuyim on a young girl, and they got to a hotel. He was traveling, this chassid echad, and he had the girl sleep in his hotel room. Away from the other Talmidim in his hotel room. And the next morning he wakes up and they see that he goes to the mikveh, which is a sign that he was a Balkeri if he goes to the mikveh. And he says to the Talmidim, when you saw that I took the girl into my room, what did you think? They said, we figured you didn't trust us with her, so you wanted to keep her safe, and that's why you brought her into your... Okay, when you saw me go to the mikveh the next morning, Balkeri obviously means that if I became Balkeri, so normally the normal chashash would be that he was mishamish with somebody. So they said, no, we figured that you're in a weak state because of the travel. So he says, you're right, that's exactly right, and because you were dan mi l'kavschus, Hashem should be dan you l'kavschus. And then it tells a third story Tamid Chum had to go speak to a very important noble woman, and Rabbi Yeshua was the one who volunteered to go. And when Rabbi Yeshua came close, he took off his tefillin four amos away. He went in the door, closed the door behind him, so he was alone with this woman, presumably. And then he came out, and he was yared v'taval. He went to the mikveh, and he said to his talmidim, "Nu, what did you think when I took off my tefillin?" So they said, "Oh, we figured you probably just didn't want to davar kedusha in such a tame place." Okay, when I locked the door, what did you think? We figured you have something very private. It's an issue of malchus that you have to discuss. Okay, when I went to the mikveh, what did you think? We figured she must have had some saliva that went on your beged and therefore was metame you. So he said, you're 100% right. All those things are correct. Just like you were dan mi l'kavschus, the Ribbono Shel Olam should be dan you l'kavschus. So this is the sugya where the Gemara talks, at least in terms of words, it's the longest sugya about dan l'kavschus. It comes up in a couple of other places in Shas, the concept of being dan l'kavschus, but it's really in Masechah Shabbos, it's most elaborate in Masechah Shabbos. So That's what I wanted to talk about a little bit. The inyan or the requirement or what is it exactly of being dan lekav zchus? Would you say it's a mitzvah? Is it a chiyuv? Is it a midas chasidus? A nice thing to do? Where does this come from to be dan lekav zchus? It happens to be the Chasam Sofer writes in the tshuva in Chelek Vav Likutim Simen Nun Tes in source number 7. He writes that a person has a requirement to be above reproach. A person should be v'yisem nikiyim me'ashem umi Yisrael. A person is, that's what the pasuk says, a person is supposed to be naki, a person is supposed to be someone who's not suspected, not by Hashem nor by Klal Yisrael. He says, which of those two is more difficult to achieve? To be above reproach from God or from Klal Yisrael? He says, I have no doubt that it's more difficult to achieve the latter than it is the former. To be good by God, that's something that you're tzaddik, you do the right thing. If you do the right thing, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu always knows that you did the right thing. But other people, by nature, are always suspicious. They're always looking at people who, even when someone's doing the right thing, they're always looking at a negative way, a negative spin. People are very, very suspicious, and therefore it becomes exceedingly difficult to fulfill that that second half. And he says that he gives examples of he's being mechazik a Talmud, I think, when he writes this in the tshuva, that no matter what you do, it's always going to be very, very challenging. Ain't sadik baritz asher yasa tov v'lo yechta. He says maybe means that even when yasa tov, even when you do all good, v'lo yechta, there's no way it's going to be v'lo yechta, that people aren't going to attribute some sin to you. People are always going to have something to say. So we do our best to try to be above reproach. But one way to do that is by looking positively at other people, meaning the Gemara. The Gemara says very clearly that when these Talmidim were dan the Rebbeim Lekav Zchus, it meant Hashem was going to be dan them Lekav Zchus. It stands to reason that it's not only a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that when we deal with other people in that way, when we always look at other people in a positive way and always try to come up with a positive explanation for what they're doing, that they will respond in kind, and that others will respond in kind with a bit of a more positive attitude.
But just, you asked what if it's a mitzvah or whatever, I mean, it doesn't... The
Gemara
at least doesn't quote a pasuk.
This Gemara does not quote a pasuk.
Right.
It doesn't seem to be a mitzvah from this Gemara. This Gemara quoted stories, three stories.
Right.
And Hamakom Yadunoscha, it's pure agadita. Can't learn any halacha from here, right? So there's another Gemara. The Gemara in Shavuot is much shorter. That's why I said when I didn't want to say this was the sugya of Dan Lekav Zchus, it's the longest sugya of Dan Lekav Zchus, but it's not really, it's an agadita Gemara. In terms of the actual where it comes from, so you look in Shavuot Taf Lamed, source number 8. Tan Rabbanan, Bitzedek Tishpot Amisecha. You should judge your nation Bitzedek. So what does that mean? Shelo Yehei Echad Yoshe Ve'echad Omeid. Echad Medaber Kol Tzarcha Ve'echad Omelo Katzer Dvarecha. It's talking about Dayanim. Dayanim have two litigants come in front of them. They shouldn't have one guy stand and one guy sit. No, you have to stand and you sit. They should never have something like that. They shouldn't have a situation where one guy gets to talk as much as he wants and then the other guy, they cut him off. We get it. We get what you're saying already. Stop. Right? They have to treat both of them equal. Then they have to give both of them. Sometimes it's very challenging for a Dayan because some people you just naturally get along with better. They just rub you the right way. You just naturally have a more an easier rapport with them and you can listen to them. And they're engaging speakers, and you can listen to them talk for a while. And other people, you just get it for whatever reason. People find annoying, and they just don't want to listen to them talk that much. A Dayan has to be very much on guard about that. He can't allow one person to speak, to no end, and have the other person cut off because he's getting annoyed by it. So that's Betzedek Tishpat HaMisecha, that the way a Dayan runs his courtroom should be Betzedek. Okay, that's reasonable. That's what the pasuk would be referring to. Davar Acher. Second interpretation of the pasuk, you should be dan chaveru lekav zchus. So here we have a pasuk. Tana Rav Yosef, b'tzedek tishpat ha-misecha, am she'idcha b'torah b'mitzvos, hishtadal adonu yafa. That someone who's with you in Torah mitzvos, you should dan him for the positive. What does that mean? It means you should have qualified judges. What it really means that you should be someone who's full of Torah mitzvos yourself, so that you could dan properly. You could dan other people properly. So these are three separately mudim, all from the same pasuk, Betzedek Tishpat HaMisecha. So now, on the one hand, now we have our pasuk. So now we want to say, good, we have our mitzvah. On the other hand, the same pasuk can't be telling me, on a daraisa level, three separate mitzvahs. If they, unless there are extra words that we're darshaning from, there shouldn't be three separate mitzvahs from the pasuk. Or if it was one large inyan that somehow broke off into three branches, but this doesn't seem like one large inyan. Dan chaver l'kav schus has nothing to do with a dayan in a beis din. The dayan in a beis din, adarabba, he has to. He has to be focused on MS. He can't just be Dan Lekav Schus. Nah, I don't think Reuven really stole that money from you, Shimon. He's not going to... I'm Dan Lekav Schus that he probably didn't steal it. What do you mean? That Shimon's going to lose. That's not fair. So you can't die in a Beis Din. Certainly, it's not about Dan Lekav Schus. It's about treating everybody equally, treating both litigants equally. So it doesn't seem that there's one big inyan that these three different dinim relate to. So that leads to the question of what is this? Is this a midah tova or is it a mitzvah min hatorah? So the Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva, people don't realize Shari Tshuva, it is a Musar Sefer, but Shari Tshuva is a halacha sefer also. When Rabbeinu Yonah talks about Tshuva, he talks about the halachos of Tshuva. When he talks about midos, he talks about the halachos of these midos. It's not only Musar. Sometimes the Musar emerges from the halacha. I remember when I was in YU, Rabbi Tendler once gave a Musar Shmuz where he was saying that the best Musar book, the Shver used to say, he said in the name of his father-in-law, Rav Moshe, that the best Musar book is the Gemara. That if you know how to read a Gemara, you read the Agada to Gemaras, and you know how to draw out the lessons, so that's the best Musar book. And sometimes it's the halacha. That's the best Musar, to remind ourselves what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us, the standards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us. So Ben Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva. Let's look at the second paragraph, source number 9. Vine kitira adam ashe yidabar dover yasa maisa. You see somebody who speaks in a certain way, does something. V'yesh lishvot dvaru maasei l'tzad tovu l'tzad ezchus. You could interpret his words or his actions for the good. Ima ishu yirei elokim. If he's a God-fearing person, nischayavas laduno sol lekav schus al derech emes. We have to be dan him lekav schus, and we have to assume that's the truth. Gam ki yia dover koro v'noti yoser etzal adas lekav chova. Even if it doesn't look good. If the person is a known Yerei Shemayim, someone who's a known tzaddik, even if it looks bad, it's there are two ways to interpret it, but it looks bad, you have to be dan him lekav schus. If he's a regular guy, sometimes does good things, sometimes does bad things. When things are 50-50, assume the positive. That's the mitzvah of being dan lekav schus. Kmo sha'om Rabbi Seinu Zochron Levracha, hadon es chaver lekav schus, hamakom yedinei lekav schus. He quotes which Gemara? Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin. Right? That our Gemara, that if a person is dan chaver lekav schus, Hashem will be dan him lekav schus. But then he says it. V'hu mitzvas asei min ha-Torah, shenem Rabbi Tzedek Tishpot HaMisecha. He says, that's a mitzvah sasei midar reisa. He darshan straight, that's the Gemara in Shavuos, taflamit, darshan from the pasuk, a mitzvah midar reisa. V'im ha-davar nota l'kav chova, yi-ha-davar eschel kmo safek v'al tachrei l'kav chova. And what if you have a 50-50 safek about a regular guy? I'm sorry, you have a safek about a regular guy, but it's more than 50-50. It points a little bit more in the direction of chova than it does zuchus. So what should your attitude be? He says, then treat it like a 50-50. If it's if in your mind it points 70-30 or 80-20 in the direction of chova, and he's not dembeinani, then you should treat it like 50-50. Meaning, it's a very fascinating thing. He's not saying, the halacha does not demand that we close our eyes and pretend that there is no evil in the world and that everybody always does the right thing. The halacha tells us to have a positive outlook. The halacha tells us that the glass is half full. The halacha tells us, not when the glass is half full, to say that the glass is entirely full, but to say that it's half full, not that it's half empty, meaning to have a little bit more, just to move the needle over a little bit more in the positive direction. That's what the halacha requires of us. And he says, this is a mitzvah sasei midaraisa. Fantastic. So here we have our mitzvah daraisa. Does everybody agree that this is a mitzvah daraisa? So if you look in the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, source number 10, the Rambam writes, V'amitzvah hakuf ayin zayin, the 177th mitzvah sasei, he shenitztavu adayonim lahashos bin bali dinin, v'yanishma kolech me'am imorach tvarvo kitzuram. So this is interpretation number 1 of the Gemara in Shavuos. Right, the Gemara in Shavuos said the first interpretation of Dan Lekav Schus to treat both Balei Din equally. V'amru yisale b'tzedek tishpot ha-misecha. The judge has to let let them both speak for the same amount of time. Vizos achas min hakavanos shekol aleihem atzivoy hazeh. And that's one of the interpretations of this pasuk, of this mitzvah. Ubo gam kein shekol ish mitzuva ladon din torah kshir yodeh bo v'shiyash v'sariv shebein bal yedinim. Second important mitzvah that emerges from this pasuk is that if you're a qualified judge, you have to judge. We spoke about this a little bit recently, that it's a little bit frightening, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, for a person to judge, because if it has a corruptive influence on a person when they're exposed to all sorts of criminals that they have to be exposed to in a courtroom that they happen to be judging, and also it's scary because you could change lives by making a mistake in one direction or the other. But someone who has the ability to do it has to do it. And the third interpretation, that you see someone does something, you should always have it as you should always view it as tov and chesed, as good, as something that's right. Now, Ram holds the mitzvah daraisa to be dachaver l'kav zchus. On the one hand, this is the sefer mitzvos, and he's counting the mitzvos, right? So he says this is a mitzvah b'tzedek tishpot hamisecha. It's the third interpretation he quotes for b'tzedek tishpot. And he changed the language on us. Now, it's hard to be medayik in the Sefer Mitzvos. He didn't write it in Hebrew, so there's all a translation. But what do I mean he changed the language? He starts off with, shenitztavu hadayanim lahashvos bin balei adinim. That it's a tzivui for the dayanim to treat both litigants equally. And then he goes on to say, v'gam kein shekolish mitzuva ladun din Torah. You're mitzuva to be done din Torah when you know what you're doing, when you know how to be done din Torah. And then almost the lashon changes very strikingly. V'yesh bo od, and in this pasuk also, shera'oi ladun es chaver l'kavzchus. That it's ra'oi to be done somebody l'kavzchus. What happened to nitztav v'tzivoi? All that went away all of a sudden. Now it's only ra'oi to be done l'kavzchus.
Except right after that,
it's a kfaris barum, which
mitzvahs
there. Mitzvahs, that's kol of the whole mitzvah.
Right, but including dan l'kavs chus.
So he's saying this is an offshoot of the mitzvah, but I don't think he, I mean, again, one could be medayik. That's a summary of the whole paragraph, meaning mishpatei mitzvazu. You want to know more about, no, mitzvazu is not dan l'kavs chus, it's b'tzedek tishpot ha-misecha. If you want to know more about b'tzedek tishpot, so you'll find it all over Shas. It's all over Shas, the concept of B'tzedek Tishpot. But Dal Nekav Schus, he changed the language. Okay, you could make an argument both ways. You could argue that he included it. He included it in Sefer HaMitzvah, so maybe that's part of the mitzvah itself. So what does the Rambam say elsewhere? So if you look in the Rambam in the 21st paragraph of Hilchos Sanhedrin, source number 11, Mitzvah Sasei Lishpot HaShofet B'tzedek, Shnerma B'tzedek Tishpot HaMisecha, Ezu B'tzedek HaMishpot Zu HaShvoya Shnei Bali Dinim B'Kol Dover, right, that you should treat both Bali Din equally, Lo Yehei Echad Medaber Kol Tzorcha V'Echad Omer Lo Katzer Dvarecha, V'Lo Yazbir Panam Lecha V'Yedaber Lo Rechos, V'Yera Panam La'Acher V'Yedaber Lo Kashos. So what does he do in Sanhedrin Perichaf Aleph? He gives one interpretation of B'tzedek Tishpot, and he paskins it la'alach, and it's an absolute requirement, no, nothing to debate. Now you're not going to find Dan L'Kav Schus in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Where are you going to find Dan L'Kav Schus? This is Midos, B'Nodim L'Chavero. So the Rambam includes that, of course, in Hilchos Deos. Deos is, when the Rambam calls Deos, we call Midos. The Rambam was an intellectual, so everything is a Deos. What we call Midos, the Rambam called Deos. So if you look at source number 12, in the fifth paragraph of Hilchos Deos, Talmud Chacham, Lo yehei tzoik v'tzavach b'shas diburo ki behemos v'chayos. A Talmud Chacham should not be overly loud and screaming all the time like an animal. V'lo yagbia kolo b'yoser. He shouldn't raise his voice. El diburo b'nachas m'kolabrios. He should speak nicely with people. U'kshe yedaber b'nachas, yizar shlo yisrachek at sheyir k'divrei gasei eruach. Sometimes you speak too softly, and looks like it has a certain sense of arrogance to the way that a person speaks. The person should speak in a way that he's speaking like a normal person, but not that he gets out of hand and out of control. He should never be yelling. Umaktim shalom lekala adam k'teshtei rucha nochemenu. Should always be maktim shalom to other people. I saw that was, I was in my kids' yeshiva the other day. That's the meat of the month. I wouldn't have known it just from my children, but it's the meat of the month to be maktim shalom to everybody. V'danis kala adam lekav schus. And you should be dan kala adam lekav schus. Misaper b'shevach chaveru v'lo b'gnuso klal. When you speak about somebody, speak about their positive attributes, not their negatives. Oev shalom v'rodev shalom. If you see that what you say is going to have an effect, say those words. If you see that what you're going to say is going to have no effect other than to hear yourself speak and or further frustrate you sometimes, then don't say those words. If you see your friend is angry, maybe give him some time to let it out a little bit, give him some time to cool down before you try to calm down. And someone lost the Rahman al Salam, loses a relative. Before the burial, don't already be menachim them. Help them get it together, but not to be menachim them yet. They're not ready for nechama yet. They're still b'shas bechi. Why did I show you this whole, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but this whole passage in the Rambam, what do all these things have in common? Where is the mitzvah, the iser in the Torah, to be menachim somebody before they bury the dead? Mitzvah in the Torah? It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. What the Rambam is telling you in this halacha is, have common sense. It's the biggest mitzvah, the number one mitzvah, that a person should have a certain amount of common sense. You should know how to talk to people, how to deal with people. None of these details are mitzvahs in their own right. They're details, but they're not mitzvahs in their own right. So the Rambam never in Mishnah Torah, as far as I know, mentions b'tzedek tishpot mikan that there's a mitzvah to be done chaveru l'kavzchus, like the Rabbeinu Yonah said. The Rambam said, includes it amongst nice midos, which seems to fit with the reading of the Sefer HaMitzvot, the way we have it in Hebrew translation, at least, where he switched from tzivoy in the other interpretations of Tzedek Tishbot to a nice thing, to a good thing to do, to ra'oi, the appropriate thing to do when it comes to being dal nekav schus. Now, what is interesting is that the idea of treating both litigants equally and the idea of being dal nekav schus, the Gemara itself is not mechalik between the force of the one drasha versus the other drasha. The Gemara said, we have a pasuk, Tzedek Tishpot HaMisecha. There are two ways, there are two things that it means. It means dan l'kav schus, it means treat both litigants equally. The Gemara never says, you know, that one is greater than the other, that one of these drashas is stronger than the other. The Rambam just assumes, for whatever reason, that one is a real mitzvah and the other one is a good thing to do. So, if you look in the Chafetz Chaim in the Psicha, to the Mitzvah Saseh, relating to Lashon Hara, Chafetz Chaim writes, V'al Yitvah, source number 13, V'al Yitvah Salai HaKorei Lemar, Shebevadei HaRambam Cholik Al Rabbeinu Yonah V'asmag V'asmag. Chafetz Chaim says, don't tell me that the Rambam disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah and other Rishonim, who he also quotes, V'sover Shurak Mida B'Alma. Chafetz Chaim is giving me a slap in the face right now. He says, how dare you say, read Hilchos Deos and say that the Rambam thinks this is just a nice thing to do. No way. V'lo mitzvah sasei, and that it's not a mitzvah sasei. V'haraya sharamam kasasha m'sof ma'amaro b'mishnah anal shumi darkei ha-chasidus. D'ze'eno. And the raya you're going to bring is that the Rambam quotes down the Kav Schus mi darkei ha-chasidus. That certainly doesn't sound like a mitzvah. Says the Chafetz Chaim, I know you're going to try to tell me that. That's wrong. D'ze'eno. Da Rambam Irisham ba Adam Shein Ani Makiro im Hutzadik im Rasha. Lazeb Bevadai Ein Ani Mechuyav Minatora the Donal Kavskos. Rak Midatov Biyam. Chafetz Chaim makes a very interesting distinction. The Rabbeinu Yonah told us that, what does it mean to be down the Kav Schus? Well, it really depends who you're talking about. If you're talking about a Yirei Shemayim, a Tzaddik, someone that you know is Yirei Shemayim and a Tzaddik, you have to go to the greatest lengths to try to be down in the Kav Schus. A Beinani, you know, just move the needle over a little bit. Just move over a little bit more, Litzad Schus. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's Rabbeinu Yonah's Shita, but he holds it's all part of the mitzvah. The Rambam maybe is Mechalik, that there's a mitzvah to be down the Kav Schus, but not for everybody. we're familiar with the lashon of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Danas kol ha'adam lekav zchus. So we assume that everybody's equal, that you always have to be done everybody lekav zchus. But the Chafetz Chaim says no. The mitzvah is not for everybody. Why? So how so? So he explains. If you have a guy that you don't know if he's a tzaddik or he's a rasha, so you have no chiyuv to be done lekav zchus. But mida tova. It's a ra'oi, it's a good thing, it's the nice thing to do, it's a good midah, fantastic. V'chem Ram Perakei Milchus Deus Halacha Zayin, Shemon Azeh Bein Midosov Shal Talmud Chacham. The Ram describes how Talmud Chacham interacts with other people. What's he describing? Not how you interact with the Talmud Chacham, but how Talmud Chacham interacts with regular people. What kinds of people? The kind of people that he wants to yell at. Right? That's how the Rambam started that halacha. The Talmud Chacham, don't start yelling and screaming like a behemah and a chaya just because the guy that you're talking to is someone that you want to yell at. He's talking about regular people. You're interacting with normal people. So you're interacting with a regular guy. You have no chiyuv, but the Rambam says it's a really good idea. It's a really good idea to be down the kapskos. Umashmadu rak mida bialma. Hasamayri gam kim b'chiyai gavna. V'teida da hetik sham loshna mishna davos. Have a don es kol ha'adam l'kapskos. He says, what does kol ha'adam l'kapskos mean? It means that you should be done regular people. Kol ha'adam. The normal people l'kapskos. That's the midas chasidus. Avala nanay rinon b'ishani makiro she'eno rasha. Rak mina benenim shamul chiyuva da'oraisa. But he says, if I know that the guy's not a Rasha, so it's interesting, he doesn't say, I know that he's a tzaddik. He's a regular guy. I know he's not a Rasha. That I know for sure. He's a Beinoni. Then there's a Chiyuv. Why does he say it's a tzaddik? Why does he talk about a tzaddik? I'm not sure. Maybe if he's a tzaddik, then there's nothing to dan. I don't know. But he says, the guy's a Beinoni as far as I know. He's not a Rasha. V'arraya me'ram gufa p'sefer mitzvah kufa in zayin anal kasu behedya. Ubechlolam gamkin sheyischayev shed yodin eschaver lekav zchus. Miloshon sheyischayev mashma behedya da'iri bekol adam. Now, interesting. What is that? I didn't pay. Let's take a look back at that Rambam, Sefer Mitzvos. What did he say? V'yesh bo od sheroi lodin eschaver lekav zchus. I don't know where he's quoting exactly from. Right? The Chafetz Chaim quotes from the Lashon of the Rambam. Maybe he had a different translation. That the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah says that Yischayev, Miloshon Sheyischayev, Mash Bedi Dairi B'Kol Adam, that Tariq Mitzvah's Nemru L'Kol Yisrael. So we're talking about how you should deal with other people. Ure'ei Kidvarenu Emes, De B'Mishnah Da'avos V'Chem B'Ram Milchus Deus Hanal, Dairi B'Midos Nemru V'Avidonis Kol Adam L'Kavzchus. When it comes to the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, it's talking about midos. So then it says danis kol adam lekavzchus. O b'memru d'shvuos anal b'sefer mitzvos anal da'ir bir mitzvos asay de b'tzedek nemar vavei danis chavircha lekavzchus. What does chavircha mean? Chavircha mashpashata makirush in Russia. The difference between a chaver and kol ha'adam is kol ha'adam is people I don't know, is strangers. So strangers is a midos chasidus to be done lekavzchus. But chavercha is someone who's my friend, that implies that I know who he is. So if I know who he is, and I know that he's not a Rasha, so then it becomes a chiyuv. That's the chiyuv to be done the kavzchus. So very fascinating. That's the Chafetz Chaim's understanding of the Rambam. But the Iker thing that I wanted to talk about, that I thought was the most interesting in Lamdus, is what's the goal? What's the matara? What's the purpose of this mitzvah? Why are we done the kavzchus? Now, you could say, well, simple midos. Of course, you'd want to be down the kavzchus. But let's break it down. I mean, why? Why is that a good mida? What's the purpose of being down the kavzchus? So, two approaches that we find in Achronim, one in early Achron, one a little bit later, that may have significant nafkaminas. The Marshal in a tshuva in Simon Samuch Dalid, the Marshal writes that the idea is, you know, as one probably would have surmised, it's midarkei shalom. That you want to make sure that everyone gets along with each other to try to keep peace. If you want to get along with other people, you should be done them. If you're not done somebody, you're always going to suspect them of doing something wrong. You're much more likely to start a fight with him. So it's Dark Yishalom. You preserve a certain sense of peace. The Maral Diskin, his commentary to the Torah, writes, now I don't have the source here, I didn't get a chance to stick in all the sources. Maral Diskin has a little bit of a different approach. He says that If you're not dan other people lekav zchus, so then you're always going to assume that other people are sinning, and if you assume that other people are sinning, then it's not so bad to sin because everyone's doing it. So if you assume that, you know, the standards of the community that you live in, the society that you live in, are so low because that's what you assume everybody does, then you'll come to do that also. You'll also come to sin in that way. In other words, the Marshal understands that we have a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru, to be done other people l'kav zchus. It's a way that I have to treat other people so that I can get along with other people. It's about how do I interact with other people. Maral Diskin seems to understand that it's not just ben adam l'chaveru, this would be in the category of ben adam l'atzmo. Right, not about developing my own character, developing my own midos, making sure that I do the right thing. And the only way to make sure I do the right thing is by looking at the positive in other people. I always say the Vard, I heard from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, Zichron Levracha, once on the tape. He said that, you know, in the Aseret Sedibros, we say, L'sasa l'chapesa l'chol t'muna, asher b'shamayim mimal v'asher b'aretz mitachas. That you shouldn't make it, so Pashup Shah Pask obviously is talking about not to make idols, right? You shouldn't make a pesa l'chol t'muna, asher b'shamayim mimal, shouldn't make an image of the sun, the stars, all these, or asher b'aretz mitachas, or of anything down here, and use it as an idol. But he quoted a Vart, he said, L'sasa l'chapesa l'chol t'muna, don't make yourself into a pesel or a t'muna of somebody else. Don't try to mimic somebody else exactly and be somebody that you're not, that you need to be exactly like that person or exactly like that person. Rather, what should your attitude be when looking at other people? Asher b'shamayim, when it comes to shamayim, when it comes to heavenly matters, when it comes to issues of ruchnius, mima'al. Always look at those who have achieved more than you. Always look above you and see, wow, that person was able to finish that masechta, that person was able to have that, to daven like that, that person is able to do that kind of chesed. You always look above. Asher ba'aretz, when it comes to earthly matters, instead of looking at the person who could afford more, who went on the fancier vacation, look mitachas, look at the people who don't have what we have. And in that way, you will be guided to maximize our own potential. So Rav Diskin is saying that if you look at other people in a positive way, you look mimal, you look at their milus, and you look at everything that they're doing well, so it will inspire us to want to do more and to want to be better people. That's the element bein adam la'atzmo. One could argue that there's another element bein adam la'atzmo, and that is, forget about whether you're going to sin or not sin. Are you going to do an Aveira? Is the Aveira going to be a Kal Be'enecha because you think everybody in your own mind, you think everybody else is doing it? Forget about that. Just to be a positive person is very helpful to a person. Meaning if a person is a negative person, no one wants to be around him. And he's likely to get depressed, and he's going to be angry, and he's going to be short-tempered. His shalom bias is going to suffer from it. Everything's going to suffer from it. If a person has a more positive attitude toward things, is always cheerful, and always has a more positive attitude, it's just going to be he's going to be more stable. He's going to be more well balanced. He's going to be he's going to live a happier life in general. So on that level, it's a ben adam la'atzmo. So anyway, l'may nafkamina between the marshal and the Merrill Diskins. There ain't enough community between these two pshatim. So let's say, interesting discussion that Binyamin Zilber has. Can someone be mochel and I'm being dan him lekav zchus? Someone says, I don't want you to be done. Let's say you have a lot of times now, they have these internet watchdog kind of setups, right? Where you could have your minister, you know, the Christian sites, you have your minister or your wife or your rabbi, your mother-in-law, whatever, that gets a whole list of every website that you visited. So you want to make sure that someone's watching you. So you say, don't be dami l'kav zchus. If you see something that can go one way or the other, be dami l'kav zchus. I don't want you to be dami l'kav zchus, even though you know that I'm not a Russia and you know, and it could go 50-50 one way or the other. Don't be dami l'kav zchus. So do they have a right not to be dami l'kav zchus? So is it something you could be mochel? So if it's an issue bein adam l'chaveru and it's about picking a fight, so bein adam l'chaveru, I have a right to be mochel anything that's bein adam l'chaveru. That's one of the major nafkaminas between mitzvah bein adam l'chaveru and mitzvahs bein adam l'makom, but also bein adam l'chaveru versus bein adam l'atzmo. The person doesn't have the right to be mochel. If you have a chiyuv bein adam l'atzmo, you have a chiyuv to make yourself as good a person as possible. So then you always have to be looking more for the positive. Again, it doesn't mean to be blind. It doesn't mean to pretend that things that aren't there are there. We saw it in Ben Yonah before. It means to move the needle over a little bit. It means to look at things in a slightly in slightly or more than slightly more positive way. But that may be one nafkamina between whether it's ben lechaver or ben adam or ben adam laatzmo. Another nafkamina. Do you have to believe that it's emes? You have to believe that your positive interpretation is emes, or do you just have to act like your positive interpretation is emes? Like you see somebody, let's say, talking in shul way too much. So you come up with some fantastic interpretation of that he's talking because it's pikuach nefesh and he knows a doctor and not. You come up with some, but you don't really believe it. So is there any kunz in that? Is there any kunz in coming up with a positive way, with a positive spin on something like that, when you don't really believe it for even a half a second? So if it's a din, bin adam l'chavero, it's a way not to pick a fight. So if that helps you not to pick a fight with the other person, and you're able to approach him in a way that's more positive because you have you have this interpretation that's positive. So then maybe you're mekayim the mitzvah being done lekav schus. But if it's a din in bin adam la'atzmo that you have to look at the world in a positive way and you have to believe that people aren't sinning, so then not so pashut that you're mekayim anything. Now one could argue that. I saw in Rabbi Daniel Feldman's Sefer, he writes, where is it? I can't find it right now. Okay, but one could argue that it's not really a nafkamina, meaning, what value is it going to be, even ben adam l'chavero, if you don't really believe what you're, just to come up with, just to show your own intellectual creativity, that you can come up with a way that might be good? Like, is that exercise a valuable exercise absent believe, you believing it? You could argue the other way, that it is a valuable exercise because ultimately, people have convinced themselves of more wrong and in things than that. So you can ultimately convince yourself maybe. But maybe that would be a nafkamina. If you look at Rashi on that Gemara in Shavuos, do I have that in here? Rashi in Shavuos and Daf Lamed. So that was where the Gemara said that was the halachic source of being dan chaver lekav schus. Yeah, source number 23. Have you done as chaver lekav schus, says Rashi, v'lo b'din balei dinim hakos medaber, meaning this interpretation has nothing to do with a dayan in court. Ela b'roach chaveru also davar sha'ata yachal achriel l'tzad averu l'tzad schus. If you see someone doing something that you can interpret as an averu, you can interpret as something positive. Hachriel l'schus v'al t'chshadeil v'avera. You should be machriel l'schus and don't be choshed ba'avera. He doesn't say don't be machriel ba'avera, don't be choshed ba'avera. The implication of Rashi sounds like even in your mind, that even in your mind you shouldn't be choshed, that you have to believe whatever argument you came up with in your mind, you have to believe. Rabbi Feldman suggests that maybe just in order to deal with the person in a respectful way, you have to deal with him, you have to convince yourself of it. Because of what value is it in the way you're going to deal with him to just convince yourself of something, to come up with an argument that you don't believe is true. Okay, so that may or may not be a nafkamina. Another nafkamina, what about people who are dead? Dan mesim l'kav schus. So we tend to do that. When people are dead, we tend to be dan them l'kav schus. Achrei mos kedoshim emar, right? Always say that the people who are dead are holy, but even whether they are or not. But is that a requirement? Is that included in this requirement? So if it's a mitzvah, ben adam l'atzmo, so it's a requirement in ourselves to be able to be positive people, to be able to not think that everybody does averos. So then, yeah, even for dead people, it's not about him, it's about me to be down the kav schus. It's about me keeping a positive attitude on things. But if it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero, so then there's no mitzvah ben adam l'chavero on dead people. There's only one mitzvah ben adam, there's the chesed that Yosem HaMesim is to do kavur, the chaver kadisha, does chesed with mesim. But typically, there's no mitzvah ben adam l'chavero of dead people. There's a big discussion whether kibur ave'im, for instance, is it a mitzvah ben adam l'makom or is it a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero? It's on the wrong side of the aseres adibros, right? Everything else over here is ben adam l'makom, and here we have kibur kaberes avicha v'simecha on the right side of the aseres adibros. It really belongs to l'chora on the ben adam l'chavero side. So Minchas Chinuch already discusses this safek. Is it ben adam l'chavero or is it ben adam l'makom? So, and there are a lot of nafkaminas. A lot of nafkaminas we're mentioning now. Do you have to do it for a deceased parent? Is there a mitzvah of kibur aveim? So that's a beferish of Gemara. The The Gemara says in Kiddushin that you're mechabdo b'chayev u'mechabdo l'achramoso. You have to be mechabed a parent when they're alive and after they die. But the Gemara says the nature of the mitzvah changes. The nature of the mitzvah b'chayev is to do things that will benefit him, to do things like give him food, drink, help them out. The nature of the mitzvah l'achramoso is to speak in reverential terms about a parent. So one could argue that kibbud av ve'im is a mitzvah bein adam l'makom and bein adam l'chaveiro. This is what I heard from Mariv Rabbi Rav Shechter. Kibbud av ve'im is a mitzvah bein adam l'makom and bein adam l'chaveiro when the parent is alive. Once the parent is no longer alive, it's still a mitzvah, still a requirement, it's Ferish Gemara, but only bein adam l'makom. It's no longer bein adam l'chaveiro because we don't have any mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveiro with mesim. So the mitzvah changes in its nature because it changed in terms of what the mechayev is. It's no longer mechayev ben adam l'chaveiro. It's now purely ben adam l'makom. So the same over here. If it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, so then it should not be shayich to mesim. But if it's a mitzvah ben adam l'atzmo, then it would relate to mesim as well. This may also explain the Chafetz Chaim that we spoke about. Maybe the requirement to make shalom is a chiyuv ben adam l'chaveiro, and maybe that's only for someone that you know is a good person, that you know is a basically decent person. There's no chiyuv ben adam l'chaveiro toward a person who's a rasha, toward a person that you know is a rasha. But to keep a positive look on society, that's for the stranger. Meaning the Chafetz Chaim was mechalik between two types of people: chavircha, your friend, versus kol ha'adam, stranger. Kol ha'adam, it's a midah tova. That's what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos was talking about. Chavircha, that's a mitzvah, that's a requirement. Maybe it breaks down along these lines as well, that when we're dealing with kol ha'adam, stam, somebody, so then it's not about shalom, because I'm not even dealing with the person. It's not even someone I know. It's not someone I have interactions with. But I want to keep a positive outlook on society, because the more positive my outlook on society, the better chance I have of maintaining high standards for myself. So that's why, that's that element of the mitzvah is bein adam la'atzmo. But in terms of chavircha, in terms of dealing with people that you actually associate with, so that's about making shalom. That's about actually relating to people, bein adam l'chaveiro. So this machlokas between the marshal and Maril Diskin, in terms of the nature of the mitzvah, may line up very nicely with those two elements that the Chafetz Chaim highlights. And it also may relate to the machlokas whether there's any kunz in being dana rasha l'kav schus. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos says that no, a Rasha, you're supposed to hate a Rasha. You shouldn't be done a Rasha l'kav schus. But on the other hand, Rabbeinu Bechai on Pirkei Avos says that you should be done a Rasha l'kav schus also. Not that you chayiv to, but it's a midas chasidus to be done a Rasha l'kav schus. So again, if it's to maintain society, it would be more productive. What's more productive? To be done the Rasha l'kav schus and therefore think, he's not so bad, I can hang out with him. Then you're going to hurt yourself even more when you draw close to a Rasha. So with the better influence on yourself, ben adam la'atzmo, would be not to be down the Rasha l'kav schus. But if it's about how I get along with him, if it's about making shalom between me and him, ben adam l'chaveru element, so then it would be a maila to do it even for a Rasha as well. Okay.